This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 289 for Wednesday, March 5th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is correcting itself after Tuesday's plunge due to tariffs implemented by United States President Donald Trump. However, there is speculation those tariffs could be partially rolled back. Meanwhile, Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are down, while Malaysian palm oil is up. Crude oil continued to fall, in part due to planned output hikes by OPEC. The Canadian dollar is up nearly 6 tenths of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is up $5.30 per ton at $626.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are showing weakness, while wheat is slightly positive. While $30 billion Canadian of American goods have been slapped with 25% retaliatory tariffs from Canada, another $125 billion is set to have tariffs imposed in 3 weeks, with some speculating U.S. ethanol to be included in the list. Mexico said it will announce by Sunday how it will respond to Trump's tariffs. Canada is the largest buyer of U.S. ethanol, while Mexico is the largest importer of U.S. corn. China has already retaliated with 10 to 15% levies on American ag products. The U.S. Energy Information Administration is expected to show a decline in ethanol production over the past week. The eastern U.S. Corn Belt should see precipitation over the next few days before giving way to above normal temperatures. The May corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.49. An investor group led by BlackRock has agreed to buy the majority of stakes on both ends of the Panama Canal, putting U.S. firms in control. China has suspended soybean imports from 3 U.S. firms, CHS, Louis Dreyfus, and EGT, after claiming to have found recent shipments coated with a seed treatment agent. There are 1.569 million tons left in unshipped sales of U.S. soybeans to China. The USDA reported a private export sale of 20,000 tons of soy oil to unknown destinations for shipment this marketing year. The May soybean contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.97. The USDA reported a private export sale of 130,000 tons of white wheat to South Korea this morning for shipment later in the marketing year. Wheat exports from the European Union have totaled 13.93 million tons since July 1st, down from 22.04 million 1 year ago. Japan has issued a tender for 94,282 tons of wheat from Canada, Australia, and the U.S., with 35,882 tons coming from the latter. Russia's chief meteorologist said while the conditions of the country's winter crops have improved over the winter, a lack of precipitation could have an effect. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.41. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.